We have some special guests in the studio today because the Firehouse Theater is doing a musical fantasia that relates to classical music. It's all about Sergei Rachmaninoff. It's entitled Preludes, opening officially tomorrow night at the Firehouse Theater at 7:30 and running the next few weeks. And I've got director Billy Christopher Maupin here with me and one of the stars of the show, Georgia Rogers Farmer. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this is a really neat play. Many of my listeners know about Rachmaninoff's life, but this is really something that kind of gives you an overview of Rachmaninoff and what he went through. He went through some very troubled times. And Georgia, you actually play the hypnotist in this whole fantasia.
I do.
Shall we call it musical or play or combination, I guess?
I think it's pretty
musical
much
fantasia.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. So maybe we'll start with Georgia just to tell us a little bit about your role. And Nikolai Dahl is the role that you play.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how he went about helping Rachmaninoff.
Well, Dahl is a hypnotherapist, and Rachmaninoff came to Dahl by the recommendation of his fiance, who's also in the show. And what you see in the play is about Dahl first getting to know Rachmaninoff and letting him pretty much babble on and on about his daily life and trying to get into his mind and see what this block is about and how to overcome it. And it turns out, in my opinion, that he's just human and doesn't think what he's doing is good enough, or maybe his last thing he wrote is the last wonderful thing he'll ever do in his life. And I think that's very human. Everyone's wondering if they're doing the right thing, making enough of an effort, helping society, community. So I know what they're doing. I decided, you know, that Dahl is very versed on hypnotherapy and has been doing it a long time, so knows what to ask and how to probe.
Well, it's funny taking us back to that time because life was so different, of course, in Rachmaninoff's time. And for those that are listening and are familiar with Rachmaninoff's music, of course, the First Symphony was kind of the last work before he saw Dahl. And we were talking about this off air, what came out of this hypnotherapy was the Symphony No. 2, which is probably one of the most gorgeous pieces you'll ever hear. Billy, you direct this work. How did you go about formulating your plan as to how you tell the story?
It's an interesting piece because there is the Rachmaninoff, who is our 1899 Russian composer, pianist, and then there's a modern-day version of him whose name is Rock, who is kind of the person that we see go to Dahl for therapy. So finding a way to have both this contemporary Rock character in New York and this 1899 Russian guy that exists somehow in both of those places, but neither of those places at the same time, and creating a world that includes both of those things and both of those people. And in the play that Molloy wrote, it's Rachmaninoff or Rock in therapy, and then him describing these events that led up to it, including the First Symphony and meeting Chekhov and Tolstoy. And as he flashes back to his experiences with those people, finding a way to connect the dots of all those things that kind of sometimes seemingly abruptly he leaves therapy and goes back to see those people. So working with the designers and the cast to create a story with clarity and find his way through that, what led him to the writer's block.
And this is an original work by Dave Molloy. It incorporates Rachmaninoff's music, but there's also some original material as well.
Right. And some of it, Molloy took Rachmaninoff's music and wrote melodies over top of and created lyrics for, and some of the pieces are inspired by Rachmaninoff's work, so might use a chord structure, and he's written new music over top of that, and then some of it is just direct Rachmaninoff music. And then, of course, there are the pieces that Molloy just wrote from his own mind to tell this story, and it's all woven together, and it's very eclectic and different styles of music.
I'm very excited to see this production. It is only the third production of this work. Debuted in New York just a few years ago, right?
Right, 2015,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So what makes your production a little bit different than the original?
This production is one of the big differences, I think, is that it's all – none of the – there are no – that's not true. I was going to say there are no microphones, but we just added one. We're in previews right now, so we're still playing with some ideas, and there's this – a song where Chelyapin, who's the opera singer that Rachmaninoff is friends with, goes to an experience in Goa, India, where he has this trance state, and there's this very strange song called Loop. And we wanted to have something that stood apart with that one, so we added a microphone. But for the most part, it's acoustic, and you're hearing natural voices from the stage, which is very different from the New York production, where it was very amplified and more effects on the voices. And this is just the actors' voices and two synthesizers and Travis West on the grand piano.
And we do have a selection from one of the rehearsals. George, you want to tell us what this is? It's not you singing, so everybody that wants to hear you sing will have to wait and go to the show.
That's right. Purchase your tickets, please.
Exactly. And by the way, that's at firehousetheater.org/preludes.
This duet is between Isabella and PJ, the actors who play Rock, who is the modern-day Rachmaninoff. And Isabella is his actually first cousin and fiance. Mm-hmm. She plays Natalia. And Travis West is on the piano in this clip, who plays the Rachmaninoff at the piano.
And all of the peace that I had for so many years, now that's all.
I would also like to say that this cast is stellar and that we've all worked very hard in rehearsals, and the whole technical crew and team is wonderful. But a special shout out to the guys who do play Rock and Rachmaninoff, Travis West and PJ Freeborn, just with all of Rock and Rachmaninoff playing the piano, just really taking the lead on the show and doing a fantastic job.
I think this is just going to be a great performance for everybody to go out and see. And Georgia, theater goers are very familiar with you here in Richmond. How is this show different than many of the others that you've been in?
Well, I think in a lot of other shows I've been in Richmond, I'm kind of the crazy one. And here I am the hypnotherapist trying to help. So they'll see a different side of me. Take a deep breath in. Now slowly out. I'll be soothing.
Okay. Well, you've got to check this out. Billy, thank you for stopping by, and Georgia as well.
Thank you so much.